Williams on first down to Rodgers. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Moves the pile with him just shy of the 30-yard line. Good to have Rodgers back. Rodgers had an ankle injury that kept him out of last week's game. It's a gain of 3, second and 7 from the 28-yard line of Campbell. Going right to left in that 15-mile-an-hour wind, trailing 10-3. Taking the snap, handing off Rodgers right side. He is busted up by the leading tackler in the league, Joe Andreessen. The linebacker shot through and dropped him for a loss. He's back to the original line of scrimmage. It's 3rd and 10.
Well, Andreessen just diagnosed it. There was no hesitation. He quickly got into the backfield, set up a 3rd and long.
3rd and 10 for Campbell at the 25-yard line on the near hash. Two receivers, right, one left. We haven't heard from Julian Hill. Hodges looking that way, can't find him. Scrambles, gets sacked. Andreessen is able to grab him by the ankles and bring him down. Ryan Sadler finishes him off, and the two linebackers for this Bryant team dropping Hodge, who is limping noticeably as he goes to the far sideline. Campbell will punt from inside their own 10.
Anthony Burris, the defensive coordinator, he only rushed 4, but he disguised it. It was a zone blitz with a couple guys dropping back and then the linebackers going in on the rush, and they just collapsed the pocket on Williams.
Cole Lakotos is back on his own side of the 50. Peterson kicks it up. It gets hung up in the wind, and there is a flag as McNeely ran in before he could catch it. McNeely just simply couldn't stop as that had a lot of hang time thanks to Peterson's skill and the wind. So this will be a penalty, an awfully good field position for Bryant.
Catch interference, kicking team number 30. 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down.
With a New England accent that is thick, it's a 15-yard penalty, and starting 1st and 10 from Campbell's side of the 50 is Bryant, leading 10-3.
And that's so tough to slow down because you're flying down there. McNeely was doing a good job hustling, and then the ball just hung up there for an extra second. And now we'll see if Bryant coming out here, if they go more to the passing game. They have had success with Byron running the football, and I feel like their offensive line, and when you watch them on film, you don't get a grasp of how physical they are, but I think they've done a nice job in the trenches getting leverage and push up front.
A 1-yard TD by Byram. They're starting back a 34-yard field goal after Campbell started the game with a Caleb Dowden 34-yard field goal. Here comes Bryant, 1st and 10 from the Campbell 45. Hand off, Byram skips and gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Coming through is Kadeem Leonard, the linebacker, getting some playing time here, the redshirt freshman out of Fairmont High School.
Well, that was a really good job by Leonard, who's a big kid. He's 6'3", 230 pounds, and he just forced his way into the backfield.
Second down and 9.
They'll give him a gain of 1, under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mostly cloudy skies. Going across the warm sun, 75 degrees here in November in Rhode Island. Unheard of. They could set record highs today. Good news for Campbell, coming a long way from the south. On 2nd down, back to throw. Here's pressure. Eckhouse runs away from it, gets to the 40, and spun by Maconia Gaffney to the 39-yard line. Eckhouse doesn't run a lot. He had to scramble that time to avoid the sack, and he picks up a good gain, 3rd and 3 now for Bryant.
Well, he was looking for Ruggieri as he's going on a 15-yard dig, and he thought about throwing it over the middle, but then he just took off, and he has pretty good speed getting up the middle.
10-3, Bryant leads in the first quarter, 3:10 to go. Big 3rd down here. 3rd down and 3. Byram's the back. Edmonds, the tight end, goes into motion. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Handoff, Byram. Big hole through the middle, has the 1st down. Pass the 35. Rouser gets him, but not until he gets to the 32-yard line. What's working for the run game for Bryant?
Well, I think they've just really got to focus on it. I feel like you've got the mentality that Bryant coaching staff said, hey, offensive line, we're going to run the ball today and test out Campbell. And right now they've done the job. And I feel like Byram as well is running very physical.
They got some big boys up there, 6'6", 285, 6'5", 300 at the tackles, 6'2", 300, 6'5", 335 at the guards. 1st down and 10 from the 32 of Campbell. Eckhouse to throw on 1st down, slings it near side. Edmonds in and out of his hands. All over that play is Leonard, the linebacker, in coverage.
And that's a good matchup with Edmonds and Leonard, both those guys around the same height. Leonard jumped in front, just knocked it loose to dislodge the ball.
2nd down and 10. Bryant trying to make it a perfect 3-for-3 on their offensive possessions here in the first quarter. Campbell ball needs to start fast, as Mike Minner has said. He wants touchdowns on three of the first four drives. They haven't been able to do that. He also wants defensive stops on all of the first four drives. So far, Bryant is 2-for-2. Campbell's defense 0-for-2. Second and 10 from the 32 of Campbell. Between the hash marks, Eckhouse takes a snap. Play action. Chased out of the pocket. Prisquena has him, throws him down around the logo. It's a huge loss. All the way back to the 50 on that play, losing 17 yards is Eckhouse.
Number 53.
Gwena with the huge sack.
It was a great job by Gwena coming off the edge. And he beat the tackle. That's exactly what Campbell needed. Physical play up front. He slid inside and just was relentless fighting through the block.
They'll spot it at the 48. It's third and about 25. Eckhouse definitely has the arm to get there. Bryant needs to get it to the 22. They're on the Campbell 48. On third down, Eckhouse slings it near side, well short of the first down, inside the 40. Leonard was there again with the tackle. The catch made by Jalen Powell, his ninth of the year. They're in a little bit of no man's land here. They might go for it. The ball is spotted at the 38-yard line. They are lining up, looking like they will go for it. It's fourth and about 18, and out comes the punt team. The place kicker is also the punter, Ethan Gitman. Is averaging just over 36 yards per punt. He's put three inside the 20. With the wind behind him, we'll see if he can drop it in. McNeely is back at the 10-yard line for Campbell. Great stop by the Campbell defense as a timeout is called by Bryant.
It's a good job with the safeties and the secondary all playing back, and Bryant just kind of took what they could. It was four curl routes. It looked like they were making a decision to possibly go for it.
Do you think after this timeout they'll come out and go for it?
I don't think they should. I think they should go ahead and punt it because it's too
risky.
But
will they on senior day?
I think they will. I think they will. They should.
51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Look, we talk about this Bryant team, and they're showing it right here, leading Campbell 10-3. They are not a 2-6 team. They've lost by one in overtime to FIU. They lost at Brown by six. They've had close game after close game, heartbreak after heartbreak. They lost at home against Charleston Southern by one, at Gardner-Webb by eight in a game that they led in the second half. This is a good team with tough luck. And now coming out to attempt a field goal. This will be 55 yards. Check that. This will be 56 yards. Ethan Gitman has a long of 47. He's got a 15-mile-an-hour wind behind him. The snap is back. The kick is up. It is headed. It has the distance. It is through. 56 yards. And a 13-3 Bryant lead for Ethan Gitman, the 6'4 junior out of Daytona Beach. He is 12-for-13 on the year, and that is his career high.
Well, and what a weapon to have a kicker that's good. Plus, with that win, that was a smart decision. I stand corrected. They should not have punted it. That could have been good from 65 easily.
And that shows Campbell something as well, doesn't it? That if they have this win, which they will in the fourth quarter, and a good field goal kicker, that wind extends your range a little bit.
I mean, I would have thought, you know, you could probably extend it 5 more yards, but again, that ball had easy carry on it. And I would say, just estimating, it's probably going to carry it at least 10 yards now with how strong the wind is.
There's some good field goal kickers in the Big South. You look, every team has guys that are like 10 for 12 on the year, 11 for 13. We got two good field goal kickers here, and we've had three field goals in this game, a 43-yarder and a 56-yarder by Ethan Gitman. 46 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bryant has scored on their first three drives but held to two field goals in their last two drives. 13-3 Bryant, 46 seconds to go in the first quarter.